Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Harvey Wasson. I'm the interim chair, or chair pro tem of the KPFK local station board. It is 10:42 a.m. California time on, April 16th, 2023. This is now an official meeting of the KPFK local station board. Is there anything else I need to put in here before we take the roll? Kim, is there anything I need to put in the record?
I think that was it.
Okay, we're good. Otis, we're good. We are broadcasting on KPXT. Is KPXT is?
No, KPFTX.
KPFTX. Live, and as I say, it's official meeting of the KPFK local station board. Kim Kaufman is our interim secretary. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Okay. Grace Aaron. Christina Avalos. Jose Benavides. Fred Blair. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Marisol Cruz. George Funmaker. Ralph Hawkins. Michael Heiss.
Michael was here.
Oh, sorry, here. Here. Well, I'm there.
Eric Jacobson.
Wherever you are.
Eric Jacobson. Avelia Jones.
Present.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Rob Macon.
Present.
Barbara Marbach. Oye, Oye Yippo.
Present.
Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Paul Roberson, Ruth Strauss,
here.
Oscar Ayala, Paulina Vasiliev, Beth Von Gunten,
here.
Harvey Wasserman,
I'm here.
And Carlos Zavala,
present.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We have quorum, chair.
Mazel tov. Okay.
And also, we have interim general manager Michael Novick with us.
Okay, great. Now, we have the agenda is in the chat.
I'd like to move that we approve the agenda.
Second there? Anybody second? Or do we need a second on that one?
Second.
Any objections? Okay, we're good. Excuse me.
Wait, Harvey. Let me read the agenda for the stream.
Okay.
Thank you.
Roll call, agenda approval, excused absence requests. Reminder, it's the policy of the KPFK LSB to only excuse absences when someone requests an excused absence. 3 consecutive unexcused absences results in automatic expulsion from the delegate. D, designate timekeepers. E, set time for adjournment, land back acknowledgement, Pacifica mission statement, fundraising appeal. Minutes approval for March 26th and April 2nd meeting. LSB officer elections. We have a motion. Public comment, IGM report, and public comment, and adjourn.
Don't we have to set the time for the next meeting?
That's a good suggestion. Is there any objection? I will add that.
Can we do it right up front?
We can do it.
Beth has a.
Yeah, go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, it's already been established that our regular meetings are monthly on the third Sunday of every month. That was established before the whole board split. That's been the longstanding tradition.
So that means we'll meet again next.
Those are the regular meetings. If we want to add extra ones, we can do that, but that would take a motion.
All right. So that would mean we have a pre-established a meeting for next week. Is that correct?
No.
That's the third Sunday, isn't it?
No. Oh, wait.
This is the third Sunday.
Really?
The 16th? This is the regular meeting.
Okay. Does anyone want to see if we want to meet next week?
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? This is Myla Reason.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I'd like to make a motion that we meet again next Sunday at 10 a.m. rather than 10:30 a.m. so that we can get on with the business of nominating members to go to the PNB if we achieve quorum in your officer election.
Is there a second? Is there a second to that motion? Do we need one?
I second.
Thank you. Are there objections? Any objection? That we meet next week at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
I have a point of order or clarification or whatever you call it. I don't know, but or maybe it turns out to be an objection. I'm not sure. I would like to point out that I have been attending as a member of the public the other meeting, the unrecognized meeting, for 30 minutes just to see what's going on. I can either join your meeting late or we could continue at 10:30 just so those of us who want to see what's going on over there can do it. That's just a suggestion. I don't want you to miss quorum, but I probably will want to sneak in there, whatever.
Myla and Beth, do you mind if we meet next week at 10:30?
I would prefer
Point of order. This is still agenda approval. We're not actually working through any of the items on the agenda. If you want to add setting a time for a meeting to the agenda, we can do that. But we don't actually work through that item.
Point of order. We've actually approved the agenda. At this point, we're working on amendments.
Yeah.
Once you've approved it, it takes 2/3. I hope we haven't approved. I don't remember having voted for it, which we're considering now. We're considering approving the agenda, including amendments.
It was approved without objection.
It was approved.
Without objection.
All right. Well,
I don't think it was.
Yes, Myla moved to approve the agenda. I seconded and we moved forward and now we're working on amendments.
All right. Let's decide if we're going to, thank you for that, Beth. Let's take this as it is. Are you okay with meeting next week at 10:30 a.m.?
I would like to keep my motion at 10 a.m. if people.
All right. Ruth, if you come in at 10:30, we'll know where you've been. Okay.
I would also prefer 10:30.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right. So excuse me,
Harvey. This is Mike Heiss. Can I be recognized for a point at something?
Go ahead, please.
I believe the meeting is, you've seen my lovely tour here. I need to attend the meeting and sign off of this meeting. Is that going to break the quorum or are you folks good?
No,
we're good.
Okay. Enjoy.
You too, Michael. Have fun there and say hi to all the media people.
Okay, I'll concede to Allie and Ruth. If 10:30 is okay.
All right, so.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. We appreciate it.
May I make a suggestion, Chair?
Please, quickly, yes.
That the meeting next week also be to ratify officer elections.
Is there a second? Well, let's agree to meet and then you can add that, please. Are we good? Are there objections to meeting next week at 10:30?
To ratify officer elections.
All right.
What I have down is for PNB director nominations. That's what originally I wrote down. For PNB director nominations. And I'm just saying you should,
we can add agenda items once we agree to meet. Please. Okay. So,
the original motion.
Point of order.
Yes.
There are some agenda items that have to be noticed in advance. Kim's correct on that. Anything to do with elections has to be noticed in advance. You don't just add them ad hoc when the meeting convenes.
Okay,
so that's correct.
If we want those actions to count, we have to notice them ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Consider it. Are we voting? We will vote now on the 10:30 meeting next week. To ratify elections.
PNB director nominations.
And PNB director nominations. Is there opposition to that? Okay. We will be meeting next week at 10:30 to ratify, officer elections and to nominate, PNB, board members for election. Moving
point
on.
Point of information. Point of information.
Sorry?
Thank you. Am I recognized?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to ask for the citation for the statement of policy that was set forth earlier regarding excused absences. Where do I find that policy?
Kim, do you have an answer to that?
Yeah, I got it from Julie Hewitt.
Julie Hewitt, can you provide a source on that? Julie Hewitt?
What is it that I'm asking to be provided a source for?
Beth, the excused absences policy.
There was a statement of policy, of KPFK policy on absences earlier in this meeting, and I'm asking for a citation on that. I've never seen that policy before, and the practice has been pretty different from that.
Okay. That'll be between you and Julie, please. We don't need to take more meeting time on that. Julie, if you can communicate with Beth, provide that source. As a historian, I'm asked to provide sources all the time. And I just tell people to look at
this.
Google.
Is the secretary?
Yes.
Do you want to record this meeting as well? I know we're late and we're on the
screen. We are recording it.
Are you? It doesn't say so.
Aren't we on KPFTX?
Yeah, but you might want to also record this meeting.
I think,
may I
go ahead?
Recording in progress.
All right. It's recording.
There.
Thank you. It's now being recorded separately, but I assume it's recorded on KPFTX as well.
No.
May I address that?
No.
That's fine. That's all we need is the audio. Thank you very much. It is being recorded on KPFTX. Okay. Who wants to be timekeeper? Does anybody want to be timekeeper? Oh, sorry. Are there excused absence requests?
I have none.
I've received none.
Okay, we're going to assume. Anybody else? Hello?
There was an email from the LSB list from Paul Roberson said that he... can't speak. He's ill.
Okay.
I saw that too. I moved to excuse Paul Roberson.
Is there a second?
I second it. This is my.
Are there objections? Okay, Paul
Harvey?
Roberson is excused. Anybody else?
Harvey?
Yes.
Harvey, I thought Paul was in the illegit meeting.
Well, if he's asked to be excused, we're not going to track it down now. If you want to. A challenge it later.
How sick is someone that's in another meeting?
We can't confirm that now. So if there's confirmation of that, we can deal with it later. Is that all right? But thank you for raising this.
He only attended the other meeting for about 10 minutes and he said that he was sick at that meeting and then got off the call. Thank you. Who was that? Who just said that?
Okay. We don't need to do that. Let's proceed. Let's proceed, please. Okay. I believe, is there any other, so, we will excuse Paul Roberson pending, a back and forth on that. But, Sandy, if what Ruth said is true, thank you for your diligence and, we'll research it further. But at the moment, Paul's, excuse is accepted. Beth,
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Chair? I see that, Nancy Perlman, wants an excused absence.
Nancy Perlman, okay.
Yes, yes.
As far as I'm concerned, Nancy Perlman
is not a member of this body.
Well, that is up for grabs. We'll put that in the record anyway. Thank you. Thank you, Beth, for that.
Objection. And Objection.
To what? Point of information. Point of information. Chair.
Go ahead.
Can I ask the secretary to let the body know if Nancy Perlman is on the list of members?
Let's move on, guys.
She's not.
She's not, so there's no reason to excuse her absence.
Right. So let's move on, Harvey. Come on.
Thank you. We're moving on here. Who wants to be timekeeper?
I can do it. I can do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Thank you. We have 90-second time limits. A time for adjournment. How about we agree to an hour? And then if we need more after an hour, we'll go to it. We're at a half hour now. Oh, no, actually, the meeting officially started at 10:45, so we're 12 minutes in. Let's make it an hour, and if we get to an hour, we'll talk it over.
So okay? That's 11 o'clock.
Beth speaks recognition.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, if you want to set a time and we reach it, then to extend it, you would need a 2/3 vote in order to do that.
That's fine. Thank you for that clarification. We'll seek it when we get there. So the
request for information, is that 11 o'clock? Is that what the time is?
No, actually, we started at 10:45 technically. So we'll go to 11:45. Will be the limit, and then we'll have to vote to extend at that point. But hopefully, I'm committed to being done well before that. Okay? Are we good with that? Does anybody object?
The point of information, Harvey.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the time for adjournment is
11:45 a.m. Pacific time?
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, land back acknowledgement. Who would like to read the or present the land back acknowledgement?
This is the secretary. According to the agenda, we have to go for an hour and 15 minutes. I'm not finished. We have to have 30 minutes of public comment. We have a IGM report for 30 minutes and 15 minutes for a motion for officer elections.
Okay, Kim, so what time would that be for adjournment in that case?
30 and 20 is 50. 50, it's in like an hour and a half.
Okay, so that.
All right, we can set it for an hour and a half. I hope we'll be done by then.
Okay,
so that'll be, we'll make it for 1 o'clock then. It's 11 o'clock now. 11 o'clock now. We started at 10:30. So that'll be,
It doesn't matter what time we started. It matters.
Well, you know. Let's just settle it, Kim. What time?
11 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 1 hour from now.
No,
an hour and 15 minutes on the agenda. Right. We have an hour and 15 minutes on the agenda.
Okay.
12:30 then. Adjournment is set for 12:30. Does anybody object? Thank you. All right. The next item is to read the land-based statement. Who's got that? Does anybody want to read that, please?
Avelia, were you prepared to make a statement?
Avelia Jones, you still with us? Okay. She's
yes,
gone.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Do you want to make a land-based statement, please?
Well, let me do what I have.
Go for it.
Okay. It's a relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It is bringing our people with us as we move forward toward liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political, and narrative framework. It's a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It's a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed people. It's a future where Black reparations and indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well, can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because we are the land. We are land back.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Avelia. Much appreciated. Does anybody want to make a Pacifica mission statement? Anybody? Okay, I'll make one. I hope that the Pacifica Network will fulfill the needs.
Whoa. There is a Pacifica mission statement.
Beth, you haven't been recognized.
May I be recognized? Objection.
No.
No.
Objection.
Go ahead, Beth. What's the problem? Please.
Thank you. Yes, there is a Pacifica mission statement. It's part of the bylaws. We don't just get to make it up as we go along.
Yes, actually we do. So do you want to read the Pacifica mission statement verbatim?
I don't have it in front of me.
Well, Chair, I can read it. Chair, this
all right,
is
go all ahead, please.
I can read
go
it.
Go for it. Go ahead. Allie?
The Pacifica Foundation mission statement, to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community. To conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to provide and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations, and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems, and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That's a beautiful statement, beautifully read. A fundraising appeal. Very quickly, Michael Novick, do you want to make a fundraising appeal? Michael, you still with us? Okay, let's please everybody's support the Pacifica Network and make your donations as soon as possible. I am still giving a monthly donation. I hope other people will as well. Minutes Chair, for approval. Yes?
Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt. If I could be recognized.
Please, go ahead.
For the benefit of those that don't have the chat, Julie Hewitt has written the bylaws article regarding absences. I can read it for those that can't see the chat, if you like.
All right, go ahead, please, quickly.
She writes, what's in the bylaws, Article 4, Section 9, Paragraph C, which isn't specific to KPFK. She writes, I thought I heard that KPFK has a policy where someone is removed without any vote acknowledging their removal. That's okay by the bylaws, but it's good form to have an action that is recorded in the minutes so everyone is aware of what happened, especially now. So she's referring to that section of the Pacifica bylaws, but also recommending that KPFK have an election if we're deciding to remove anyone from the board based on absences.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Minutes for approval.
Best recognition.
Very quickly, Beth, please.
Thank you. Yes.
I appreciate that that's been read, but if it's been provided in writing to some of the members, I would request that it be emailed to those of us on by phone who don't have access.
I'll email it to the entire board. I will email it onto the entire board.
I would request the same for anything else that is provided in the chat.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate that, Beth. Minutes for approval, and thank you, Ali, for doing that reading. We appreciate it. And Julie, thank you for providing it. March 26th and April 2nd meetings, minutes approval. Kim, are the minutes available for approval? Kim Kaufman?
May I be recognized? This is
Please, Myla.
Kim emailed them to all members of our local station board, and I move that they be approved.
Is there a second? Do we need a second to approve a motion to approve the meetings, the minutes?
Second.
Any objection?
Carlos seconded.
Good. Is there an objection? Thank you, Carlos. Hearing no objection, the minutes are approved. Let's see what's next here. I'm sorry. What's next on the minutes here? Sorry.
The next thing on the agenda is the election of local station board officers. Can I read it, Harvey?
Please.
Myla. We have a motion here. Whereas quorum was not achieved in recent elections of the 2023 KPFK local station board officers, be it resolved that the KPFK local station board authorizes an extension of the aforementioned officer election until such time as quorum is met. Be it resolved that Terry Goodman will resend the ballots to the eligible LSB members.
Is there a second?
Second.
Objection. Is there an objection?
Point of order, Chair. Since this is recorded to the stream, I'd really appreciate it if when people second something, that they identify themselves for the record. For example, this is so-and-so seconding the motion.
Good point, Myla. Who seconded that? Who seconded
Myla? Ali seconded it.
Okay, Ali, thank you very much. You're seconded and you're on the record. Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the motion is accepted. Very good for that. Myla, thank you for the work you put into that. Okay, we're at public comment now. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Public comment?
Yes.
Okay, anyone from the public wish to comment on these proceedings and on anything that we've done here? Also on the weather in Los Angeles and Germany shutting its nuclear plants. Anything you want to say for 90 seconds?
James Sagerton is here for the stack, please.
Go for it, James. All you.
Hi. Yeah, I just noticed that you approved the extension of the election until quorum is reached. And I'm not sure if that's a thing. I think in the bylaws it says something about how long an election will be extended for. Now, I realize that may be for a PNB election or for delegate elections, but I'm just wondering if you should put a time certain on that or if Terry Goodman should be consulted about that. That's all. Thank you.
Well, he will be, and we will also consult with Julie Hewitt. Thank you for raising that, and we'll have to deal with it as we move ahead. But the agenda, the motion was accepted. Any more comment from the public?
Raymond Goldstone has his hand raised.
Raymond Goldstone, go for it.
I believe that Mr. Sagerton is correct and that there should be clarity now as to the nature of the motion that was passed but not read carefully. As a member
okay,
of
James?
The public.
Okay, James, thank you for your comment. A further public comment?
I'm not James.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who?
And he's not finished.
Oh, yeah, you still have time. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I believe that there should be a beginning and an end time designated for voting, which hasn't been done. And for the stream, it would be good to have the candidates at least identified. Thank you.
Anything more?
No.
Okay. Who else from the public wishes to comment? Is there more public comment? No. Okay. Raymond, your hand is still up. Yeah, I assume you're done though, Raymond? Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
This is Kim.
Please.
And I would like to make public comment, just on a matter.
Please.
I just want to say, clarify that the Pacifica mission statement is not part of the bylaws. It is part of the articles of incorporation. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. No more. Is there more public comment? Interim General Manager report. Michael Novick, are you with us? Michael Novick? I see two things here. I see an interim general manager report and discussion for 30 minutes and a manager report. I'm not sure what the differentiation is, but Michael, go ahead. You have the floor. Michael Novick, are you with us?
Yeah, hang on a second. I'm trying to adjust the volume.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did submit a written report, but I'll review it because not everybody has seen it. So on technical issues, we continue to face challenges at the transmitter, including some new ones related to the series of storms, heavy snowfall and ice that we've been suffering. Chief Engineer Stuart Landau has been dealing with them with the assistance of a volunteer radio engineer, Tom Voorhees, who came down from up north. But these have resulted in a reduction of power that has affected the reception of our signal. They're currently working to correct that. There are other related and unrelated issues that I previously outlined, including the problem with the radome over one of the antennas in the array and problems with the power supplies to the transmitters. So I've recommended to the ED that Pacifica undertake a capital campaign to deal with them, along with other related issues. On the sale of the building, as the ED has explained, the building fell out of escrow when the prospective buyer concluded that the cost of renovating the building for their needs exceeded the credit that they had available for the purchase and renovation, and sought to reduce the purchase price, which Pacifica would not accept. It is not the case, as was alleged. Hang on a second.
Is that the other meeting in the background?
Sounds like it.
So the sale of the building, the ED has said that what happened is that the prospective purchasers had a credit line for the purchase and the renovation. They wanted to renovate the building away from its current functions. They're not using the studios. And so
okay.
They sought to reduce the purchase price, which Pacifica would not accept. It's not the case that as alleged on the LSB list that it will take millions to bring the building up to code. That's a falsehood that goes beyond the rumor mongering. That strays into the realm of falsehoods that damage the station and the foundation. So please desist on that. The building is continuing to be shown by the brokers, and we're proceeding on the basis of the need to craft a needs assessment of the necessary space and technology to maintain station operations without interruption. The brokers are continuing to show their property. On social media, we've obtained professional help on a social media audit and promotional campaign, and on a website analysis of user experience through Catch a Fire and Taproot Foundation. We're going to be developing those relationships and work on both of those and get other assistance from Taproot and Catch a Fire, including for board training on fundraising. We have three movies coming up for off-air fundraising, Victor Ami's American Motherland film, The American Dream, and other fairy tales by Abigail Disney. And then in May, we'll also be showing Vigilante by Greg Palast and I urge you all to participate in promoting those events. We need to have more off-air fundraising, also to call out the lab subscribers and engage in other standard method owner stewardship. The fund drive currently, it's the fourth fund drive in a little over 6 months. I wish we could change that pattern of every other month, but we have to make our payroll. We have to make our bills. It's a consequence of having so many fund drives, as I've said before, is that it reduces the income from the fund drives. We're seeing that again. It's below $4,000 at this point. I have urged all the programmers to step up their appeals and to follow the clock that we proposed and to offer no and low-cost premiums. There were still many donations, and I urge all members of the board to participate in promoting listenership and membership, and particularly sustaining membership. On personnel, we have added a number of volunteers, including especially board ops and Mark Maxwell, the training people. We've been adding them, but we are severely understaffed at this point, and we're seeking more volunteers.
Chair, can you stop whatever that noise is? I can't hear.
There's noise in the background. Michael? Thank you. Okay. All right, Michael.
Very quickly, CPB funding is a very top priority. If I can just finish that, the ED and the PNB are applying for CPB recognition and funding this year. We're working with the five general managers, and we have assistance from a general manager, one of the affiliates, to take us through that process. We have a deadline of May 8th. That's a top priority. And on the elections lawsuit, as you know, the cancellation of the, or postponement, we're going to call the elections, was found illegal by the court, and they mandated that the elections be carried out. So we are working on getting an accurate and complete list of members. I'm circulating, vetting a list of the staff members to all the staff to make sure we have a full and accurate and up-to-date list. And the ED and I have asked the membership department to do the same for the listener members. And the ED is seeking pro bono assistance for local and national election supervisors to minimize the costs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you. We appreciate that. Are there any questions on this report? Okay. There are no questions. Is there further public comment? Yoshio, did you try to raise a hand? And Raymond? All right, we'll go back.
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone. Raymond? 90 seconds.
With regard to the pending election, could you give us some information about the selection process for the election supervisor?
Am I audible? The ED is seeking pro bono assistance, I believe, from the League of Women Voters, and I think they're looking at some other possible sources of pro bono assistance from, disinterested third parties.
Okay.
Outside.
Thank
Maybe
you.
We can. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Michael. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that's all. The other one I suggested was the Carter Center.
Okay. Yeah, there also could be the Brennan Center. We deal with those issues, election issues, on Monday nights on a Zoom call. If anybody's interested, write me directly, soartopia@me.com. Ruth and Milo are among the regular participants. We also have Julie Hewitt on the line here, who maybe can clarify if you want to jump in, Julie, Kim Kaufman, and then Ruth Strauss. Kim? Kim and then Ruth.
Yeah, this is Julie. I don't have anything in particular to add other than I did want to be clear that there was never a motion passed by the PNB to cancel the 2022 elections. Other than that, what Michael said was accurate.
Thank you for that, Julie. Kim Kaufman and then Ruth Strauss. Kim, are you unmuted?
Yeah, hold on. I wanted to ask Michael, what was the, some numbers on the fund drive? Do you have any?
Michael, are you still with us?
And I also, I also want to just add that I think it's incorrect that the court said not having an election was illegal. I didn't see that in there. I think he said, you know, it wasn't a good idea. You kind of got a crazy system of governance, but you should just have one. I don't think he said it was illegal. So I think that's a kind of inflammatory term, unless I'm mistaken, about that. But what's the number for the fund drive?
As I said, it's at this point under $4,000 a day. It's been up and down. Some days have been a little better. Some days worse. Let me see if I can get the latest. Hang on a second.
That's close enough. Kim, do you need more precise numbers than that?
Well, my number is $3,500 a day so far.
Is that about right, Mike? Michael?
I think that sounds about right. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can get the total up and
Okay. While you're doing that, let me call on Ruth. Can we move to Ruth Strauss?
She's not public. So this is for public comment.
Okay.
I'm speaking as a member of the public here.
Okay. All fine, right. Kim. But Harvey,
okay, the current total as of this moment is $42,701.91. And that's, beneath the surface earlier today. So, some programs doing better, some programs not as well. The strongest ones are some of the music programs. Rhapsody in Black did very well a couple of weeks. And, but as I say, it's we're not covering our expenses. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Kim, is that enough? Is there more you want? Do you want to call in Ruth Strauss? And then I don't see any other public comment.
He's not a member of the public. This is
that's fine. I just want a time to speak as a non-member of the public and a member of the board.
Okay, that's fine. Are there any other public? Anybody else from the public want to speak?
Excuse me, Harvey. You said this time was for any questions for Michael on his general manager report, not only members of the public, anyone with questions for the general manager.
Darlene, do you have a question? Oh, thank you for that clarification. I appreciate it. I don't see another member of the public wishing to speak. Ruth Strauss, go ahead and speak, please.
This Ruth? Is for Michael. I don't think I'm going to win friends and influence people on my comments, but I just want to get on the record the things that I've suggested to Michael for fundraising and also ask a question. Michael, for these movies, I don't know anything about virtual. I don't know the expenses or whatever, but the movie fundraisers that are coming up, is there any chance for them to be also virtual?
Okay, Michael?
I don't think so. We did do a virtual showing of a Vigilante during the period of the runoff election in Georgia last year, and it was not all that successful. I think that the whole point is to try to give people a chance. Actually, some people are interested in meeting again. I'm looking into the prospect of trying to revive the KPFK Film Club, for example. And we have a relatively low rent for the...
Okay, what I'm talking about is some people may not be able to go to Burbank, and that might be a source of extra income no matter what. Okay, moving on. There have not been audio carts about this, or at least not whenever I've listened. I have, records of that. And you said you mailed it to the membership. You may not have the right emails for people. It needs to be advertised on air, in my opinion, and I don't think I'm wrong on that at all. The reason why I asked about virtual was because not everybody may be able to get to Burbank. The next thing is I've also mentioned.
I'm sorry. If I can respond quickly, there was a cart and it has been airing for the first film, which is coming up on Thursday. That's the Motherland that was prepared by Victor Ami and Rick Herrera. And I asked Dan McCrory, who arranged the other showing of American Dream. And we have Mark Maxwell has voiced a cart for that. We'll be putting that into rotation as well.
Okay. Well, I listen, you know, to the beginning and end of several programs, and I have not heard the cart. I don't know when you're playing it, but there are several program times when you have not. Okay. The next thing is I've mentioned to you before about using Good Search and Good Shop. You don't have to have anybody donating anything. All they do is sign, all they do is do their searches on Good Search instead of Google, which I think Peter Thiel and other people are involved with. So Good Search gives a penny to the charity for every search you do and for every dollar you spend on any, you know, company. You also get discounts from the company. That's something that automatically goes to KPFK. If it's designated as the charity, WBAI, you know, I heard somebody comment once that that was helpful there. So all of these, and finally, I asked you that I thought it would be good to put Mansoor's cart. He did an excellent cart about the money that was taken in for ads during the Super Bowl. And, you know, that announcement would be helpful, I think, for the fund drive. Thank you.
Ruth, thank you very much for that. Much appreciated. Michael, thank you for your good work on this. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's fine.
Okay, we're good. Does anyone else from the public have anything to say? Raymond, and the other questions about the procedures we'll have to deal with Julie Hewitt and try and get a general answer out. We will meet again next week, and we'll deal with these issues again. Kim,
yeah, I guess I would reiterate about the necessity for the confidentiality agreements and the electronic meetings that people need to make sure you have signed agreements for everybody for those. Thank you.
And Michael, I would like to volunteer Myla and myself to do a show on we have our California Soratopia show. Earth Day's coming up. People are very concerned about Diablo Canyon, and hopefully we can raise money from that constituency. Kim Kaufman, you have a hand?
Yes, I have one more question for Michael. Are there any expenses associated with these film screenings? Expenses to KPFK for setting up these film screenings?
Yes, there's a rental for the space. I believe it's about $400, and we're anticipating to take it out of the proceeds.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that, Kim. Thank you for the question. Is there any more public comment? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn? I don't see anything else on the agenda. We will meet again next week. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion.
Is there a second? Who was that? I'm sorry, who was that? Who moves to adjourn?
Christina.
Okay.
And Myla seconds.
Myla seconds. Is there objection to adjourning? Hearing none. We got it done in an hour. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Kim, for being secretary, and Myla for helping convene, and we will see you all next week.
Thank you, Harvey. Great job.
Thank you. Have a great day.
An hour. We did it in an hour.